Rural Focus. Triple M, Eddie's Troy with you this morning. Are you a vet? Well, we're calling all vets because at the moment a highly skilled reserve of WA's vets are being trained to assist the state to respond to a major emergency animal disease outbreak. Hopefully we don't get one, such as foot and mouth disease. Let's find out and see how the training is going, shall we? DPIRB Acting Deputy Chief Vet Officer Diana Turpin just joined us. Diana, good morning there to you.
Thanks for having me on, Troy.
How's it all going?
It's going well. So our training program, which is a Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development initiative, is designed to build capacity in our ability to respond to an emergency animal disease. And it's essentially where we're upskilling non-government veterinarians to work in an emergency animal disease response.
Yeah, right.
And it's going really well. We're 3/4 of the way through our first round of training. We've got 22 very talented non-government vets, and we're looking for expressions of interest for our second round of training to start in July this year.
Yeah, okay. So these are for vets all over WA?
That's correct. Yeah. So we're interested in engaging with all non-government veterinarians, although particularly interested in reaching out to veterinarians who are working in the regions, because if we do have an emergency animal disease response, certainly people with livestock experience are going to be highly valued and obviously have a lot of industry and local knowledge as well.
So have you got vets from around the regions doing this training course?
We do. Yeah, so we've got vets from the top to the bottom represented for our current course.
What's the training, what's it focusing on at the moment?
So the training, so obviously non-government veterinarians have the skills that we need for an emergency animal disease response. They've got knowledge in surveillance, veterinary investigations, veterinary epidemiology, animal welfare. What we're focusing on training them on is how to work in an emergency animal disease response. So that's more around the legislative framework that they'll need to use, principles in premises classification, control, movement controls, as well as how a incident control centre operates. And so to teach them that wide range of material, we've split the course into three components. So the first component is some self-paced online material or courses that they work through. The second is some online Teams meetings where we provide them with some pre-reading material, give them a chance to digest it, and then we meet with them online for an hour and a half in a question-answer format just to make sure that they understand that the material that was given to them. And then finally, we do have a two-day face-to-face workshop just to really consolidate everything in the training material.
So you're going over pretty much the whole lot.
Exactly. That's the aim. And really staging them through the different stages of a response. So from the initial detection to hopefully proving evidence of absence at the end.
Yeah, we hope we don't get a major emergency animal disease outbreak such as, say, foot and mouth disease. That'll be massive, as we know. But how are the vets taking to the course and all that?
Really well. Yep. We've received a lot of positive feedback. Yep. And in fact, actually, at the last face-to-face workshop that we held, we surveyed some of the participants and we asked them, now that you've received this training, how comfortable would you feel stepping up and working in an emergency animal disease response? And the response was that the vast majority said comfortable to very comfortable. And we also asked them, how likely are they to recommend the training to a colleague? And once again, the vast majority said very likely.
Oh, fantastic. So great news
there. Reassuring.
Absolutely. Yeah, well done to the vets who are participating in this. So you've got till, they've got until what, June, and then you start your new one July, is that right?
That's right. So the first round will be finishing their training in June, and then we're currently looking for expressions of interest now. So if we do have veterinarians listening, we're encouraging people to contact inquiries at dpird.wa. vet.gov.au. Make sure you put veterinary reserve in the subject. And very keen to hear from any veterinarians.
All right. So if you're a vet around regional WA, maybe you've missed out on the first intake here. Of course, 25 spots are up for grabs starting in July. That email or contact address again there, Diana?
Inquiries@dperd.wa.gov.au.
All right. Are you participating or are you teaching in this course at the moment?
So I am participating and delivering the
You're
training.
Doing both. Yeah.
I'm doing both. Certainly it's a team effort from everyone who works in animal biosecurity at DPED.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And doing a wonderful job at it at the same time. Hey, good luck with the rest of this course. We might even touch base too a little bit later on before the July one starts and see how spots are going.
Thanks, Troy.